Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you know, I thought about this a lot, and, you know, my wife and I have always tried to put, you know, public service first and, you know, not make this about, you know, ego or about myself. And, you know, looking at the race, I thought that a, you know, a really tough primary, but then a guaranteed runoff, you know, was not going to be in the interest of the party or, you know, Texans. And I really mean that because there are so many folks who have put their faith in me, who I've developed some trust with, who would tell me their stories, tell me about what they're going through in their lives. And I thought about them and I thought, you know, listen, this may not be the right way that I can help them at this moment, but what I can do is go back to Congress with, you know, renewed spirit of attacking the issues that I know are holding us back, the higher costs that folks are struggling with, the corruption that folks feel like, you know, is eating away at the faith in our systems. And to do it in a way, hopefully, that can, you know, help unite the party for the election in November.
You will be up against Congresswoman Julie Johnson in the March primary. What is your message to her, and do you anticipate the primary race to remain civil?
Well, listen, you know, this is a newly drawn district, one that, you know, has the areas where I was, you know, born and raised in and that I know well, you know, parts of it that I've represented, you know, parts that will be new. And it's the result, you know, of this, you know, gerrymandering that I think it should have never happened and should not have been allowed, you know, to go ahead. But I know, you know, exactly who I am and why I'm running and what I want to do for the folks here in Dallas. And I also know that it's possible, you know, to fight for your values while also doing it, you know, in a way that, you know, folks can believe in you and also can restore some faith. And I think that, you know, in this election, what we have to do is get folks hope that things can change and show them that we can, you know, have a representative who sees you, who hears you, who's one of you. That's certainly what I am. That's what I want to be you know, for us in Congress.
What are your biggest concerns for District 33 and Texas as a whole as you work to gain the attention of voters?
Well, everywhere I've gone, I've just heard from folks about, you know, their concerns that they're working harder and harder, and it's like they're, you know, not able to get anywhere. And I really understand that because I was raised here in Dallas, you know, by a single mom who was a public school teacher, who would pick up, you know, a second job tutoring to try and, you know, make ends meet. And I know that feeling that we used to have when we'd go to the grocery store and you'd swipe your, you know, credit card or your debit card and it wouldn't go through. And you might have to put some things back. And I know that's what many families, you know, in North Texas are going through. I know that the folks are looking at Washington and thinking, this is just broken. This system seems like it's rigged against me. And in many ways, I think it is. And I want to unrig it. And I know how to. And I know what we have to do to make sure that we put people first instead of, you know, politicians, that we can get big money out of our politics. I've never traded a single stock. I've never taken a single dime of corporate PAC money. That's one of the differences between me and, you know, Julie Johnson, is that she's only been in Congress for a year. She's traded hundreds of stocks during her time, taken hundreds of thousands of dollars of corporate PAC money. That's the exact opposite of how I think we should be serving. I think we should be serving the way that folks know that when you make a decision, you're putting them first, not your personal interest.
And since you're no longer in the Senate race, are you planning on making any endorsement anytime soon on either Jasmine Crockett, who is announcing today, or Mr. Tallarico?
Yeah, you know, I'm totally focused, of course, on the 33rd district, making sure folks know why I'm running, what I want to do for us. And I'll have more to say soon on, you know, the Senate race. But what I will say is that I've known Jasmine for a long time. Known her before we were in elected office. I know she's a fighter. And I hope that whoever emerges from this primary, that they run hard, that they run for Texas, and they speak to some of the concerns that I've heard from folks about their ability to make it happen for their family. And that's ultimately what this is about. We have to make this more about connecting with working folks who are hoping that somebody sees them, hears them, will fight for them. That's what I want to do in Congress. That's what I hope they'll do in their Senate campaigns.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.